Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of Health Insights, and I'm your host Tamanna. Today we are back in conversation with Siddharth Chaudhary, who is a wellness coach and ex-sea captain, founder of GRR, the largest fitness community in NCR, and Junior Run, India's largest multi-city running event exclusively designed for children.
Amaya Walks, the new perspective.
Hi Siddharth, and welcome back to Health Insights.
Thank you Tamanna for the warm welcome, and I am happy to be back here again. It's always a pleasure to speak for Amaya Walks.
This time we have a topic which we are very sure is close to your heart, and that is running. You have achieved huge success in terms of speed and distance in long distance races, and also you have trained thousands of individuals and corporates close to a decade now. Who would then be better than you to advise our listeners on how to start running for beginners? And that is our today's topic too. So Siddharth, my very first question to you today is, what are the benefits of running?
So Tamanna, before I get into the benefits of running, I would like to highlight a bigger picture here. The bigger picture is that running is not the only way to stay fit. If you like any other sport or any other physical activity, the important part is that you should be doing 35 to 40 minutes a day, any sort of physical activity or sport, and about 5 days a week consistently. That is the bigger picture here. But if you like running, if you want to run, if you want to get trained for running, I'll be the happiest person. So let me highlight a few important benefits of running. Running helps in reducing the risk of cancer, also strengthens your respiratory system, enhances your immunity, very useful to burn body fat and weight loss journey, advisable for people who are diabetic or pre-diabetic, and also very beneficial for people with high blood pressure, and also helps in making you feel happy, reducing your stress.
All right.
So these are few important benefits that running has to offer us.
Great. Thank you, Siddharth. With so many benefits that running has to offer, what according to you are the common barriers that many find it hard to run?
Yes, that's a very interesting point. What are the common barriers which people have? And I have divided it into two parts, internal barriers and external barriers. So the internal barriers which people have, or the self-created barriers, are people at my age don't run. You will listen to this a lot of time. I have breathing problem. What will people think of me? Walking is the best. I don't have the right running gear or equipment. Also, sometimes people say I will be out of place. I have no time, very common. I travel a lot. How will I run? I'm too fat. I'm slim, so I don't need to run or exercise. Doctors have told me running is bad for the knees. And very important, I will start next week. You know, procrastinating. I will start next week. Ye to bahut common hai. And some of the external barriers also, very interesting. It's too hot. Then after some time they say it's too cold. Then after some time they say it's humid. Then it's too polluted. There is far too much noise and traffic on the roads. There are no proper running trails or running roads where I can run. Then dogs, stray dogs are a problem. Ye bhi bahut common hai. And another thing which I keep listening to is I don't have company. So yeah, these are the common self-created barriers, or I would say excuses which people have.
Exactly. That's so true, Siddharth. In fact, I started running some time back. Then a few people around me said that running is bad for the knees. So is that correct?
Well, Tamanna, whether you are a new runner trying to get into shape for your first 5 kilometers, or a seasoned veteran who regularly runs a 10 kilometer before breakfast, chances are, one has heard that running is, to put it a little mildly, rough on the knees. So let me answer this for you. Running doesn't hurt your knees if you do it correctly. Now I'm going to tell you what all mistakes people make. Because all these people who have spread this, that running is bad for the knees, of course they have had their set of problems and they have shared that, but they haven't told you the other side, that what wrong are they doing?
Absolutely.
They're only telling you that, I mean, I've seen that one person telling another person, chodo yaar, running mat karo, it's bad for the knees, I've tried that.
That is one big thing. That is so true.
But that person is not, either that person does not know, and even if he knows or she knows, they are not sharing what all mistakes they have made.
True.
So that is what I'm going to tell you today, what mistakes people make, and then say that running is rough or bad for the knees. So running doesn't hurt your knees if you do it correctly. It's the poor running form, point number one, poor running form, which is responsible for pain or making it hard on the knees. So it is advisable to get a biomechanics test or a check done. And if it is not available, I would highly recommend that go in for coaching. That's the best way out. If you go in for coaching, then you're secure, safe. So select a good running club. I'm training people under the brand name GRR Running Club, and we are training thousands of people, and beginners, intermediate, advanced level of runners. So it's a good idea, and I would highly recommend and urge everyone to go in for coaching. That way you're safe. It's like an investment. Like you take insurance policies, it's same. It's almost the same, that you're securing yourself and you're under guidance and you're taking professional help. So point number one is, it's the bad running form which creates all the problems. Point number two is too soon, too fast. People, I'm talking about, because if they are doing coaching, it won't happen, but too soon, too fast, they try to build up their mileage, they try to increase their speed too soon, too fast. You need to follow a progressive load. You need to follow a structured way of increasing your mileage and speed. And for beginners, 3 to 4 days is good enough in a week. I would say that leave it to 3 days a week. And unless you are into competitive sport, you're into nationals, international races. But if you're competing with yourself, take it time. What's the hurry? You have a lifetime. So build up gradually, follow a structured plan, progressive load, and 3 to 4 days a week maximum is good enough for you to run, and gradually work up to a higher mileage and frequency. So that's point number two. Point number three, very important, wrong shoes. Now these days, you would see that people are jumping on to the barefoot running bandwagon or going gaga over the minimalistic shoes. These were used by national, international athletes earlier, the minimalistic shoes. Now everybody is trying to run barefoot, or everybody is trying to get into minimalistic shoes. I'm not saying that it's incorrect, but you need to transit to it in transit gradually. I took like 10 years to transit. 10 years. So, okay, I'm running barefoot. I'm running into minimalistic shoes, but I started with sturdier and cushioned shoes. Then get into less cushioned shoes, then get into minimalistic, then get into barefoot. But all this needs time. You need to give time. What's the hurry? So don't get into that bandwagon of minimalistic or barefoot running. Wrong shoes causes problems. So always go into sturdier and more cushioned shoes. Point number four, music. Just get that habit off. Because if you're listening to music, you're not listening to your body and making the necessary adjustments as required. Also, it's not safe. If you're running outside on the roads, you should be able to be aware of the surroundings, the traffic. So music is a no-no. Point number five, even if you've covered everything that I mentioned above, then people are not doing proper rest and recovery and diet. If you've covered all the points above, that you're running, form is correct, you're building up your mileage gradually, your shoes are correct, you're not listening to music, then where is the rest part? Your body needs rest, your muscles need rest to recover and perform the next day or the day after. Running on a tired and fatigued body, showing up at 5 a.m. by sleeping at 5 hours doesn't make you a superhero. That's not the right way. You need 7 and a half hours, 8 hours of sleep, recovery, recover your muscles, rest properly, hydrate properly. These are the basics of running. If you're not resting properly, not hydrating properly, not sleeping enough, then you're only, and just by training hard, you're only covering 33% of your training. The next 33% is diet and nutrition, and the last 33% is rest and recovery. That will make into a proper structured plan. Point number six, strength training. You need to have strength training as a part of your routine when you're at any level of running, whether you're a beginner, intermediate, or advanced level. 2 days is what I recommend, 2 days of strength training a week. You should strengthen your muscles, do different format of strength training to prevent any sort of injuries that can happen. And the last point which I would say is get into professional help, get into coaching. It really helps. Like when you go and get your laptop repaired, you don't start doing that yourself, right? You send it to professionals, or you take an insurance policy to cover your risk. Consider coaching and mentoring and training as a professional help, as an insurance for your safety to keep you injury free. That's about it.
That is great information, and I hope our listeners do benefit from the experiences that you have shared. And now coming to the question, which I'm sure all our listeners by now must be eagerly awaiting. Then how does one succeed in running as a beginner?
So Tamanna, for beginners, how to succeed or how to start as a beginner, I would say is that number one, as I always insist and I've been telling earlier also, invest into coaching, invest into a running club or take professional help, get into coaching. Mm-hmm. Number two is set yourself small targets. So the first target should be a 5 kilometer, and do not just start, expect that you'll start running the 5 kilometer in one go. So start with run walk intervals, gradually increase your run and reduce your walk. Give yourself time, keep your miles easy, don't try to push in too hard. Keep a training log, try to maintain your training log, build your foundation first, and invest into injury prevention. As I said earlier, get into strength training. Mm. And also very important is to eat a small snack before the run, and hydrate well, and after your run have a small bite again. Mm-hmm. So these are the important things which will help you to succeed in running as a beginner.
Wonderful, Siddharth. And I'm sure after this session, many would just get up and run. Also, another question that comes to my mind now, as a beginner, what all does one need to invest and focus in terms of running gear and equipments?
So yes, running gear is also very important, but try to keep it simple. And for beginners, I would suggest the first important thing is sturdy and cushioned running shoes.
Okay.
That's number one.
Okay.
Number two is get into dry fit running gear. So dry fit has the moisture absorption capacity, and it'll prevent you from rashes and blisters. So your socks, your shorts, your tracks, your t-shirt, your undergarments. So get into good dry fit quality.
Okay, that's all.
And probably the third thing would be to download a running app.
All right.
There are a lot of apps available in the market. Download a running app to help you track your distance, time, speed, and probably with time, gradually you could invest into a running watch, a GPS running watch. That's about it.
That's superb, Siddharth. Now, any tips on diet and nutrition that you would like to share with our viewers?
So Tamanna, regarding diet and nutrition, I'll just try to keep it very simple. This is a topic to itself, but 2 to 3 very important things, and we'll not get too much into it. But most important is that you should hydrate well. Hydration, pani.
Okay.
It's very important. I've seen even the seasoned runners being very casual about their hydration. Your performance will go down. You'll have to put in so much of effort if your hydration is not good. So hydrate about roughly on an average about 4 liters a day.
That's very important.
Pani apna theek thak rakho, pura rakho. Point number two very important is early morning snack before your run, about 30 to 40 minutes before your run. People have dinner at 7 p.m. and then they go for a run at 5 a.m. That's like almost 10 to 12 hours and they go empty stomach. I mean, what are you trying to prove? How will your body run if there is no fuel inside it? So you need to have those 150, 200 calories or something in the morning, like a banana or a peanut butter or a sweet potato, but something you should eat in the morning. Keep it about 40 minutes before your run. Give it time to digest while you are at home. Have your snack and then go for your run. And point number three is, I've also seen people finish a hard run and then like 2-3 hours they haven't taken a breakfast. So again, how will your recovery happen? You should eat within 35 to 40 minutes, max 1 hour. Have a good mix of carbs, protein and fat, the usual stuff. Have your standard breakfast. We are not here designing diet plans for athletes, but mix up with carbs, keep it a little higher on proteins and also good fats. So all this is very important, but the bigger picture here is have a hydration, keep your hydration intact, have a pre-run snack 30 to 40 minutes, and post-run within 1 hour you should have kind of a mini breakfast. If you want to eat later after 2 hours, that's fine, but within 35 to 40 minutes please do have your breakfast after your run.
All right. Thanks, Siddharth. While we have covered almost all aspects that a beginner would like to know, what would be the three most important points that you would like to highlight to our listeners to succeed in running?
So, three most important things to succeed as a beginner, or even for a person who's in intermediate level to go to the advanced level. The three most important things are, number one is, I insist and I urge everybody should go in for coaching. Take professional help. That's point number one. Point number two, very important, even after taking coaching, if you're not consistent and disciplined, then you will not get the desired results. So you need to be consistent. You need to be disciplined.
Correct.
The progress will happen, believe me. So coaching, without coaching, it's not good. Consistency and discipline.
That's absolutely right.
And third important point is the will and the want. If you don't have the willpower and the want or the desire, then no matter how much coaching you take, no matter how consistent you are,
all right,
you will not get the desired results. So coaching and mentoring, consistency and discipline, and willpower and want or desire.
That is again very important. Thank you so much, Siddharth, for being with us here today and sharing such great information, especially for the people who want to start running and need some basic information, something for them to start. So I'm really sure they must have benefited from this. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And all you people, keep tuned in with the Maya Walks, and I will be back with another episode and a new guest next week. Thank you so much. Keep listening to a Maya Walks.
Amaya Vox. The new perspective.